All right, good morning. We are going to get started. Welcome you all to the Post Council, especially welcome all the council members. Have a couple of new faces with us. We'd like to welcome Stuart Young, who's here representing the Attorney General's office. Glad that you're here with us today. We'll excuse Colonel Rappage, but welcome Major Nyber, who's here as proxy for Colonel Rappage. Mayor Troy Walker, welcome him. He is attending online. So, Mayor Walker, can you hear us all right?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And we'd like to excuse Chief Brian Willem, Dr. Molly Sween, and Sheriff Nathan Curtis today. And then I also want to extend a special thanks to a couple of council members who are no longer serving on the council. Melena Stevens is no longer on the council, and Ron Anson. Their replacements have not yet been named, but I'm sure we'll have them in the near future. But certainly want to welcome them for their service to public safety in Utah and specifically to this council. All right, the first item of business, would like to entertain a motion for approval of the December 9th 2024 minutes. I think that's actually in order. If anybody would like to make that motion.
I'll make the motion to approve minutes as typed.
John Crowley makes a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Chief Adams. Those minutes are approved. And we have a curriculum update. We'll turn the time over to Captain Newland and Lieutenant Buck.
All right, good morning. We got the quarterly and annual reports for post-investigations. We'll do quarterly first. From the quarter of December 1st, 2024 to February 8th, 2025, post-investigations received 66 complaints, opened 29 investigations, conducted two administrative hearings, and we closed 11 cases with no action following investigation. We received seven voluntary relinquishments. These were for first DV assault, tampering with the witness, unlawful detention, threat of violence, next stalking, electronic communication harassment, next sexual conduct on duty, next possession of a controlled substance, theft and official misconduct, next sexual solicitation and stalking, next was a custodial sexual misconduct, and last was DUI and assault. Post-investigations also reviewed 361 basic training applications, 37 dispatcher applications, and 36 waiver reactivation applications. And our current caseload is 116 open investigations amongst the six investigators. And the other thing I want to point out from the quarterly report is that our average time to close has dropped by 80 days. So the procedures put in place by Lieutenant Moore before she retired are starting to show some dividends. So we appreciate the investigators' hard work on that. For the annual report, you do have a sort of a matrix in your packets there that I wanted to highlight a couple of things here. Again, just to kind of brag on the investigators, they actually did a lot of hard work last year. So you can see 2023 and calendar year 2024 compared on that matrix there. Just a couple of things. Complaints remained about the same. We opened about 10% more investigations for 154 total within 2024. We're opening about a little less than 40% of the complaints we receive, we're opening investigations on. ALJs have skyrocketed and continue to do so. In 2024, we had a 250% increase in the ALJ hearings heard, a 300% increase in the number of ALJs requested. And moving on, no action after investigation has gone up about 82%. So again, we're taking no action on more cases after investigation. You see the percent of complaints with no discipline on there. That I want to point out to you guys as between 70 and 3/4 of the complaints that we receive either are not open cases or we're not taking action on the complaints. And for me, that says that we're intaking a lot of complaints, and I think that the agencies are doing a great job of reporting, and we're doing a pretty good job of triaging what falls under 211 and what doesn't. VRs have gone up by about 23% voluntary relinquishments. Cases to counsel, I'm sure you guys have noticed over the last year, for those that have been here last year, have gone up about 71% of the cases presented to counsel. These have been some long meetings. And you can see some of the other data there. Any questions from council members on annual or quarterly reports for investigations? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Newland. And I want to take a minute to thank the investigators. We all know how much work goes into these investigations, and we really appreciate the work that you do to bring information to this council so that we can make appropriate decisions. So thanks to all of you. We don't recognize you enough. So thank you.
Good morning. For the 2024 annual report, we certified 531 LEOs, 504 BCOs, 869 SFOs, and 97 dispatch. In addition to that, we had 82 waiver LEOs, 6 SFOs, and 9 BCOs that were certified under the waivers. We had, for in-service classes, we held 139 classes, 3,105 of originally enrolled, and 2,609 completed the classes. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. And then we'll turn to John Jacobs for a fourth quarter curriculum update.
Good morning, Council. I had to give you an update on curriculum and our technology, and also give you kind of annual information. So we are continuing our implementation and integrating the curriculum, and also with a focus on job task and performance integration. We're working on changes that we have ran through the council this year, and we're continuing to implement that. For the calendar year of 2024, we modified or reconstructed 60 hours in basic training, and then that also includes redevelopment of new classes, about 22 hours of new content, new curriculum. For our instructor development, that was a large project we worked on last year. To date, we have held 6 classes with 137 participants. We have 3 classes coming up that are all full, except we have a few spots in May. We have 64 more participants. We've also been working with some allied partners at agencies in a train-the-trainer program. It's a rigorous program that they have to go through to be able to teach the instructor development class. And we will have several agencies that will have the ability to offer this class regionally and to their agencies. For the Cadet Field Observation Program, this is a beta program we're doing here at Post, where the cadets have the opportunity between the Special Function Officer Program and Law Enforcement Officer Program to go back to their agencies for a week and do not just ride-alongs, but more observations. Now they have a knowledge and understanding of the skills and tactics of a law enforcement officer. They're able to view their job in a different lens and be able to learn and apply what they brought in the Special Function Program and then use that in the Law Enforcement Program. We're continuing that beta program, and we'll be bringing more information to you in the next meeting. Our wellness grant, so if you have not heard, Post was awarded a wellness grant. Lieutenant Buck worked hard to get a COPS grant, and that gives us money at Post to be able to create a wellness program for the cadets, and that just goes not only goes beyond curriculum, but creating a program of wellness and resiliency for the cadets that will continue in their career. And also we have a strong focus on building up our staff and how we work together, and then also working to integrate this into all of our instructors and bringing up their ability to take on a more mentor role with our cadets and set them up for a better chance at successful career. This is a program that will be implemented statewide, so it's just not here at Post. Recently, some of our members went down to the IACP Wellness Conference and gleaned some information. We're going to some different conferences. We've hired a subject matter expert in this field. So we'll be bringing you updates with that as the grant progresses. And the last item I have for you is continuing with our instructor development program. As part of the doctorate program, I'm past the didactic learning. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's very faint, but it's there. And Post will be the site for my program, and it'll be on creating a professional learning community. So we will train the instructors and instructor development, but we want to set up and create a professional learning community where they can collaborate, they can innovate, they can communicate. This is across all academies. And it gives a continuing education opportunity for our instructors to be able to collaborate between academies based on subjects and apply best practices in the field and bring them to our academies statewide. So with that, any questions? Yes.
So your wellness grant, what is the duration?
It will be, the grant period is over October 2027, 2026, but we have 1 year of implementation. So we'll actually be starting to implement in July, and then we have an implementation period, then an evaluation period. So anything that involves the curriculum, we'll be bringing to council next time. And then also we'll be kind of giving you continuing updates on that.
So is there also a possibility for you folks to show data to receive the grant successively?
Yes. Yeah. So our consultant is working on that. We're collecting preliminary data, and that'll be set to benchmarks to be able to show the organizational the problem practice. We're wrapping up the gap analysis right now, and we'll have the quantitative and qualitative data with that. And then at the end of the grant, the grant wants us to show how we have we've improved or what things we've done. Really, this program is a great opportunity for POST to, not a lot of times we have the opportunity or funding to take a big leap forward, especially in this area. And so at the direction of our director, he wants this to be a flagship program for the nation to say, this is how we conduct officer wellness from the very first day in the academy. And that's our goal. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. It's some exciting things happening there. Thank you. We're going to move into the disciplinary cases, and the cases today will be presented by Attorney Marcus Yockey. First case before the council will be Joshua Althoff. Is Mr. Althoff or council present?
First matter before the council is the certification of Joshua Althoff, formerly employed with the Wendover City Police Department. He has 12 years of service. Substantiated allegations are falsification of a government record and knowingly and dishonest in violation of department policy. This falls under category D and E of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 1 year. POST is recommending 2 years. And that's based on our aggravating circumstances of multiple charges and then previous post suspension and that's our case number 16-047. Summary of the facts are as follows. Joshua Althoff was investigated by his agency for falsifying a government record and being dishonest in violation of department policy. On December 23rd, 2023 and December 24th, 2023, Althoff documented on his time card that he was called out on both days and claimed 2 hours of pay on both days. On January 30th of 2024, Althoff was questioned by his chief administrator about the overtime, and Althoff stated he was called out on both occasions. The chief administrator could not locate any dispatch records or body camera video that corroborated Althoff's claims. There was no criminal investigation or charges filed. During Garrity interviews with Post and his agency, Althoff admitted that he was not called out on either of those days and admitted to lying to his chief administrator about being called out. Althoff admitted that he had lied to his chief administrator and he had contacted an individual and asked him to lie for Althoff and tell his chief administrator that he was called out. Althoff's supervisor stated he did not give Althoff's permission to claim the 2 hours for being on call. And this comes to us as way of a hearing in which the administrative law judge substantiated these two allegations.
Thank you. Mr. Althoff, would you like to address the council?
Hello. I just wanted to address the council to apologize for being here, making the mistakes that I made. I just don't agree with the part where they said that I lied to my supervisor. The only time that he talked to me about the call-out time was when he first gave me my Garrity interview, and I've always been upfront and honest about the whole situation since the first time of the investigation. But I did, in fact, put that I was called out on my time card as what I was instructed to do. But I know I'm a big boy. I shouldn't have done that regardless. I was approved for the 4 hours that I claimed. No point in claiming 4 hours unless it was approved. So I just wanted to apologize again to the council and everybody and just address those couple things.
Thank you. Thanks for being here today.
Council, I actually do need to make a clarification. He is currently working with Sunset City Police Department. So.
Are there any questions for Post or for Mr. Althoff? Seeing none, would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept Post's recommendation of 2-year suspension beginning today.
Thank you. Director Garcia, motion to accept a 2-year suspension. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Chief Adams, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And are there any opposed? That passes. And the next case is the case of Brent Butler. Is Mr. Butler or representation here? Thank
you. Next certification is certification of Brent Butler. Currently employed with the Weber County Sheriff's Office for 29 years of service. Substantiated offense is allegation is unauthorized access of government record. This falls under category F of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 3 months, and Post is recommending 6 months, and the reason for that upward deviation is based on the multiple inquiries and the dissemination of the CJIS information to individuals. A summary of the of the facts are as follows. Brent Butler accessed 10 protected government records in violation of state statute, department policy, and without a legitimate law enforcement purpose. He disseminated those records to a private citizen who is not entitled to the information. This comes to us by way of waiver. And just for your information, there are we do have a letter of support that is in the file.
Thank you. Mr. Butler or counsel, would you like to address the council?
Would it be possible to circulate? He brought a second letter to the council.
Who's the guy? Ask who the second letter is from.
Director Cotter from Weber State Police Department. Paul Cotter.
Is there any objection to that?
Are you employed at both agencies?
I'm employed with Harrisville Police Department part-time, and then for the last 10 years, and then with Weber County Sheriff's Office for almost 30 years now.
There's a letter from both of those, too.
There should be one from Weber State, or one from Harrisville and one from Weber
State. But you're not employed by Weber State University?
No.
Okay, you can't have a letter that's not from an employer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. First of all, I'm sorry that I'm here today. All three investigations that I've been through with the department's IA, with SBI, and also with the Post investigators, I have cooperated, owned up to my mistakes. If I can just give you a little information on this, not to take too much time. The individual that was given the paperwork, he's a Weber County employee, the director over our range, former law enforcement. They had done a concealed weapon class, and they had their concealed weapon paperwork all filled out. They had photocopies of the driver's licenses. They had credit card information, everything on these 10 individuals, but the pictures were blurry on from the camera that they used. He asked me if I could make copies. He had obviously photocopies of the driver's license and everything else for a clear picture. And that's, I see that I made a huge mistake by doing this. Those copies that I printed off from UCGIS or BCI, they were sent straight back to BCI with the the background forms and the driver's license, all the applications for the concealed weapon permits. So the agency that the information came from, it was sent straight back to them. But still, I realized that I made a huge mistake. You know, my UCGIS or BCI access was shut off for 6 months, which made it, well, I couldn't work Harrisville at all and help them out without that. And it's pretty difficult nowadays to do this job without that access, where everything's pre-filled, citations, everything from reports. It's not like back when several of us started, when everything was handwritten. But I am, I did not get any anything from this. I didn't do it maliciously. I did not receive anything for this. Just the last year and a year, almost year and a half of every day regretting what I've done. I want to thank you guys for letting me come and explain what took place here, and thank my sheriff and chief for coming and supporting me on this. I ask, I do realize it was 10. The base guidelines, 3 months. This is the first IA I've been in the subject of an IA in 30 years. My career has been excellent work awards. It's been unit citations. It's been life-saving awards. This is not what my career has been. And I ask if you guys could consider, just give me a letter of caution on this. This was a huge mistake, and I've owned it, and it'll never happen again. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Lieutenant Butler?
I have a question. The action taken by the agency, what agency took that action?
Because you were working for Weaver County. That's where I work full time.
Did Harrisville do anything?
I just haven't worked a shift there for the last, since October 5th of 2023. They're just waiting for this to get resolved.
Okay. Thank you.
So, council members, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Brower.
This concealed weapons class, was it for any other program, just private, or was it for, like, the Guardian program or anything like that?
I believe it was a private one. Several of the individuals, from my understanding, had come from a distance to go through it with their families, and that was the reason that he was asking for, like, clear photos rather than have them drive all the way back. Is my understanding, but yeah, it was a program that they do there. I don't have anything to do with the program. Like I said, I didn't gain anything or benefit from this.
Councilmember, you should have two letters in your packet, one from Harrisville Police Department and one from the Weber County Sheriff's Office. We'll take a few minutes to read through those if you'd like. After reviewing those letters, are there any further questions for Post or for Lieutenant Butler?
Mr. Chair, just quick question. Why did it get bumped up to 6 months instead of 3 months? I was reading the case, sorry.
Yeah, due to the 10 disseminations. So the 10 inquiries, 10 disseminations. So it was a 6 months aggravation.
Thank you.
That would be 3 months aggravation.
No further questions. Would entertain a motion. Crowley?
Make a motion we take a downward deviation. It does have two letters of support that kind of counteract the thing. Also, I'd recommend my motion be a letter of caution because of the fact he was actually on his county agencies doing stuff with them. Now, the concealed weapons was at the county range, I believe.
Yes.
It was a county officer, and the dissemination was minimal going back to BCI.
We have a motion and a second. A motion from John Crowley, second from Alan Swanson to reject post recommendation of a 6 month suspension and instead issue a letter of caution. Correct? All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, the next case is case of Mitchell Cardona. Is Mr. Cardona or his counsel present?
Certification of Mitchell Cardona, formerly employed with the Salt Lake City Police Department with 17 years of service. Substantiated allegations are falsification of a government record and knowingly being dishonest of in violation of department policy. This falls under category D and E of the post-disciplinary guidelines with a one-year baseline, and post is recommending the 1 year. On this, it did come to us by way of a hearing, so you will have the findings of facts and conclusion of law, but just a quick summary of the facts. Mitchell Cardona was administratively investigated for being dishonest in violation of his agency's policies. The dishonesty violation involved Cardona claiming training hours for courses he did not attend. Cardona was found to have knowingly violated SLCPD's dishonesty policy as a result of the investigation and was referred to Post. During a Garrity interview with Post, Cardona said he did not know he was required to attend a class before verifying that he had completed it. On November 12, 2024, a hearing was conducted before an administrative law judge, and the ALJ subsequently issued a finding of facts and conclusion of law stating that Cardona violated UCA 536-211 as outlined in the Notice of Agency Action.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Post? Mr. Cardona, would you care to address the council?
Good morning, council. My name is Mitchell Cardona, and thank you guys for being here today. I'm sorry that I'm here today as well. I do want to make a small clarification, though, that on the years of service, I have definitely not been employed for 17 years. They may be confusing my father's very long and decorated service, but I was actually only employed with Salt Lake City PD for 5 years. With that said, with these training courses that I took, they were a mixture of police trainings done through police in service, as well as BC corrections training classes. I did not filter the tests properly. What led me to even come over to the online training portal was that I was on administrative leave. I was on administrative leave with Salt Lake City Police Department for 798 days. At the time that this incident occurred, I was on about day 400, and so this is in 2021. My state of mind was not good, and I was panicked because my agency did not provide me with the training hours that they are required to. And when I received the suspension letter from John Jacobs, it put me into a state of panic, because I did not want to lose my certification. So I started taking any tests I could, not filtering corrections tests. After those tests were removed, gosh, guys, I really apologize for taking those tests, those wrong tests. I did not mean to receive credit, and I don't want credit for things I didn't do. I understand that the hearing, that the decision was made, this is where I stand before you guys today. I'm very humbly sorry. I'm 30 years old now, and I'm in a much better state of mind. I've learned to heal from this and other issues that I've been going through with the Salt Lake City Police Department. I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I think that if given the same set of circumstances today, I would not make this mistake again going forward. I understand that it was wrong. And so I do apologize that this incident occurred in the first place. But I do believe I've become better from it. I'm healing and I'm ready to move on. The post counsel, the ALJ and post recommends 1 year of decertification. And with this incident, I am requesting that we may be able to lighten this as a letter of caution. Going forward again, this had I just waited for my agency to find training for me, I would not be standing here today. And so there are lessons that I've learned here, and I have definitely learned them. So thank you guys. That's all I have to say.
Chief Swanson.
A question. I realize I can't ask you why you were on suspension, but while you were on suspension, were you being paid?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for Mr. Cardona? Mr. Cardona, I just have one question for you. Have you worked anywhere as a peace officer since you were terminated in August of 22?
No, sir.
No further questions. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept. Post recommendation. It would be over by now anyway. So,
John Crowley makes a motion to accept the post recommendation of a 1 year suspension, considering time served already.
Sir.
We have a second. Sheriff Wimmer seconds that motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed?
And just for slight clarification, that's from the date of separation, correct?
From date of separation, yes.
Okay. I just want to make it ultimately clear on all the record.
August 23rd, 2022. Right.
That's correct. That's the motion. Okay.
It just makes it easier on the post staff. That's why I'm asking.
Next case is Sean Cosma. Mr. Cosma, or representative here.
Certification of Sean Cosma, with formerly resigned from the formerly employed with the Mapleton Police Department. Substantiated allegations of retaliation against a witness, assault, 2 counts, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, disorderly conduct, falsification of a government record, and knowingly being dishonest in violation of department policy. This falls under categories A, C, D, E, and F of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The recommendation for the A is revocation, and post is maintaining the revocation, and we do have the aggravation of the multiple offenses. This came to us by way of a hearing, and a summary of the facts are as follows. Sean Cosma was found to have committed 2 assaults against his wife, being in unlawful possession of 2 controlled substances and drug paraphernalia. Cosma was also reported to have retaliated against his wife and brother when his brother spoke about reporting him to law enforcement. Cosma's wife later reported to Cosma's employer that he had threatened her with a taser. When initially questioned about the threatening his wife by the department administrator, Cosma said that he did not do so. He later admitted to threatening her with the taser. Cosma was found by Mapleton Police Department to have knowingly been in a dishonest in violation of their policy. He subsequently resigned from that agency. Cosma entered a plea in abeyance to a disorderly conduct as a result of the criminal investigation. He participated in post investigation. And on February 19th, 2025, a hearing was conducted before an administrative law judge, and the ALJ subsequently issued a finding of facts and conclusion of law stating COSMA violated UCA 536211 as outlined in the notice of agency action.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Post?
And just for clarification, so I'm operating, so Blythe Cravens, I'm stepping in for her. There may have been a miscommunication on our behalf, but the falsification of government record does not appear to be one of the counts, so I apologize for that misunderstanding.
Mr. Cosma, would you like to address this body?
Post-counsel, I come here with a humble heart and sincere intention to address the past mistakes that happened in 2023. I like to go forward in my professional life as an officer. I know that may be hard to do so. I never imagined I'd have to stand here in front of you. sorry. I wish more than anything I could go back in time and prevent everything that did happen that day. I know I made a lot of mistakes and poor judgment. I'd like to express my remorse, the errors in the past, and respectfully request an opportunity to be considered for a downward deviation from recommendation to a suspension, or revocation to a suspension, sorry. In the past, I made several choices that I deeply regret, and in the situation I was involved in, where I failed to uphold the high standards expected of a law enforcement officer and upheld by Post. I made a series of errors in judgment that did not reflect the integrity and the responsibility required in this profession. I fully acknowledge that my actions were wrong, and I'm profoundly sorry for the impact they had on my colleagues and the community and law enforcement profession as a whole. Since the time of these events, I have undertaken significant personal and professional journeys to make amends and learn from the mistakes that I had made. I have since completed counseling sessions that I'm still continuing to this day. I'm trying every day to become a better person. I'm continuing my learning on how to control the various situations. I've learned to seek out help and support beforehand in a time of need and not after the fact. These efforts have been instrumental in helping me grow as an individual and a professional. I have worked diligently to reflect on my past actions and to develop the skills and my character that are essential for a responsible and effective law enforcement officer. I'm fully committed to the principles of justice, integrity, and service that form the cornerstone of the law enforcement profession. I've learned from my past and I'm ready to apply these lessons to contribute positively to the field of law enforcement. I'm passionate about serving the community and believe that my experiences have prepared me to approach this profession with a renewed dedication and a clear understanding of its importance. I understand that earning back trust is a significant and challenging endeavor, and I am prepared to demonstrate my commitment through consistent and exemplary conduct. I believe that if my wife of all people can forgive me, which is huge, and I didn't think she ever would, I'm hoping that law enforcement can forgive me as well for those actions. I hope with that being said, you can see that just how much this profession really does mean to me. I know it's hard to move forward from something like this, especially with understanding that it might be a revocation. But law enforcement does mean a lot to me. It's something I've wanted to do ever since I was a kid. I enlisted in the military while still in high school and graduated early from high school to complete my military training. And then since then, I've been in law enforcement. I wanted to complete law enforcement as my new career. And unfortunately, I was in a bad time where I made pretty bad mistakes. But thank you for your consideration. Thank you for having me speak to you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Hamsa? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept post recommendation of revocation.
I have a motion from Chief Adams for accepting post recommendation of revocation. Do we have a second? Second by Chief Swanson. All in favor of the recommendation for revocation, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
I want to bring up a question on the very, very first case, more of a clerical post, just to make sure that we're consistent on Joshua Althoff. He got a 2-year suspension, but I wanted to know, is there any time between the time he worked at Wendover and the time that Sunset hired him that would be counted as time served associate?
Dave Barnett with Post. He was never terminated from Wendover. They just quit giving. He was a reserve officer for Wendover, so they just quit giving me hours till this was done. I believe he was working with with Sunset in January of that year as well. So,
okay, thank you.
Does that answer your question, or do you?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Next case we have is Corey Crump.
Certification of Corey Crump. Formerly employed with the Sandy City Police Department. Substantiated allegations are willful falsification to obtain certification and unlawful possession of alcohol by a minor. This falls under Category D of the post-disciplinary guidelines, which is a baseline of 1 year, and POST is recommending 1 year. This comes to us by way of waiver, and a summary of the facts are as follows. On October 21st, 2024, Crump began basic training at POST on December 4th, 2024. Crump obtained her, and I apologize for those dates. So on December 4th, 2024, Crump obtained her special functions officer. So she began in October 21st of 2024 and then obtained her certification in December 4th of 2024. She was then attending the law enforcement portion of her basic training. In January of 2025, Crump was overheard by other cadets stating that she had consumed part of a margarita that was given to her by a fellow cadet and that she needed to take a shot of alcohol before attending training. These conversations occurred prior to Crump's 21st birthday. During a Garrity interview with Post, Crump admitted to having a sip of alcohol on at least 3 occasions while attending basic training. Crump said she documented her underage alcohol consumption on her Post application and her Sandy City Police Department application. A review of those applications found that she did not document any underage alcohol use.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Post? Ms. Crump, would you like to address the council?
Good morning, members of Post Council. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today. I want to begin by offering a sincere apology. I understand the impact this situation has had on the Sandy City Police Department and the trust that is essential to effective law enforcement. It was never my intention to cause harm or disrespect, and I deeply regret the inconvenience this has caused. I fully acknowledge the gravity of the situation and the responsibility entrusted to those in law enforcement. I have always been committed to the core values of integrity, service, and accountability, which I believe are fundamental for this position. This commitment is what brings me before you today, seeking the opportunity to correct my mistakes and continue serving the community as a police officer. I would like to address the two issues that led to this hearing. The first involves the underage drinking allegation. During my time in the academy, I consumed sips of alcohol at family holiday gatherings, and I fully acknowledge that I was underage at the time. I should have known better, and I deeply regret my actions. In my interview with Sergeant Barnett, I was completely honest about what occurred, and I now recognize the serious nature in my lapse of judgment. I apologize for failing to uphold the standards expected of law enforcement officers. And second, the second issue pertains to my Post application. This was an unfortunate oversight. When I filled out my Sandy background packet, the website auto-saved the last time I sent it in when I worked for the Sandy Records Department. And I only thought about changing the address and other basic information. For the Post application, I'm not sure what happened, but I must have missed a section, and I acknowledge my responsibility for not reviewing it more carefully, and I deeply regret this error. At no point was there any intention to deceive, and I take full responsibility for both the mistakes on my application and the underage drinking incident. I understand the importance of trust in law enforcement, and I'm committed to rebuilding that trust through my actions moving forward. From a young age, I have aspired to work in law enforcement. I have worked diligently to prepare for this career, including being a Sandy City Explorer, completing almost 700 hours of community service, interning in the crime lab, and earning an associate's degree in criminal justice, and working 2 years for the Sandy Records Department. Additionally, I've completed hundreds of hours of ride-alongs, gaining real-world experience in preparation for this role. I am passionate about this profession and committed to making a positive impact in the community. While I recognize my mistakes, I am dedicated to learning from them and growing as both an individual and an officer. I respectfully request the opportunity to continue my career in law enforcement and demonstrate that I can meet the high standards expected of me. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Are there any questions from Ms. Crump? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
That we accept post 1 year post recommendation of a 1 year suspension beginning of the date of termination.
Okay, so we have a motion for accepting post recommendation of a 1 year suspension beginning 2/7/25. Do we have a second? Second by David Peterson. Is there any discussion on that motion? Y'all in favor say aye.
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 And are there any opposed? Next, we'll hear the case of Craig Dean. Like Mr. Dean and his counsel is present.
Certification of Craig Dean. Formerly employed with the Utah Department of Corrections. The substantiated allegation is license plate and registration violation. This falls under category F of the post-disciplinary guidelines with a baseline of 3 months, and post is recommending that 3 months. A summary of the facts are as follows. On May 10th, 2024, Craig Dean was investigated by the Utah Department of Corrections Professional Standards Bureau for multiple policy violations. During both the UDC and post Garrity interviews, Dean admitted to switching his plate from one vehicle to another and driving with an improper plate on his vehicle. Driving with an improper plate is a Class C misdemeanor. No criminal charges were screened or filed. And this comes to us by way of default.
Thank you. Any questions for Post? Mr. Dean, would you like to address the council?
Sure. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to say that this whole experience has been a very humbling and learning experience for me. I take my profession and my morals and my decisions very seriously, and it's been a very big learning experience for me, and I believe that the recommendation is just, and I don't plan on making the same mistake again. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Dean?
Yes. This basically amounts to a Class C misdemeanor citation.
Yes.
Does that not fall under the exceptions of purview?
So because it's a light, it's not, so 53.6211 provides that you guys have purview over criminal violations. This falls in a criminal violation. It's a vehicle. The exception is for traffic laws. So traffic as in speeding, running, moving violations, I guess would be the better way of phrasing it. So
41.68 versus
41.18. Correct. So it still does fall under your guys' purview. Yes.
Sheriff Warner?
How long were you running the improper plate?
I believe it was like only a day or two. At the time, me and my wife shared a vehicle we shared our most reliable vehicle, and she had appointments with the kids and whatnot, and the other vehicles that I had were used cars and were not the most reliable, one of which was the one that I chose to switch the license plates on. The registration had just expired on that one, and the one that I had just renewed had just stopped working. So at the time, it seemed like the only option for me to get to and from work. So it was a matter of a couple of days that I chose to do that to get me to work and home, and then also to take care of the registration.
So were you able to take care of the registration in 2 days then for the vehicle?
I want to say that I did, yes. It was shortly after switching those plates that I then got the registration taken care of.
Any further questions from the council?
I'll just repeat myself,
Mr. Chair. Note that Director Garcia has recused himself in this case. Any additional questions? Do we have a motion?
Chairman, I'll make a motion to downward deviate from the 3 month and go to a letter of caution.
We have a motion from Sheriff Wimmer to reject post recommendation of 3 month suspension and instead issue a letter of caution. And we have a second by John Crowley. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And are there any opposed?
Aye.
Sorry, Mayor, would you clarify, was that?
That was an aye.
Yes. Okay, voting in favor of the motion.
Yes, in favor.
Thank you, I was going a little too fast, sorry.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Next case for certification is Brian Decker. Like Mr. Decker is present.
This is certification. Brian Decker was not employed with a law enforcement agency at the time of the offense. Substantiated allegation is discharge of a firearm within city limits, which is an infraction. This falls under category F of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 3 months. Post is recommending 3 months. And this comes to us by way of a waiver. Very, very short facts. Brian Decker pled guilty to discharging a firearm within city limits, an infraction on June 6, 2024.
Any questions for Post? Mr. Decker, would you like to address the council?
I thank you for your time, and I'm sorry that you guys have to see me in front of you in this way. During that time frame, I had been going through a lot of stress. My dad had severe cancer. My daughter had recently been hit by a car, and I was just struggling to deal with all of the stress. I had a firearm on my side. I went to walk down my hallway, and I decided it was not a good idea with my state of mind. And I went to take it off, and I didn't want to set it down with it loaded. I went to unload it, and I did it in the exact opposite order I should have, and it discharged into my wall. I request a letter of caution due to the circumstances of what happened. It was a large mistake, and I have learned from it. I have also sought out some assistance from a lot of my friends who have been certified in mental health, my wife included, who has a master's degree in psychology. I have now actually lost my dad, and my daughter has been receiving therapy and is doing a lot better and is able to now sleep at night. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Decker? Seeing none, do we have a motion? Sheriff Wimmer?
I'll motion a motion to accept post recommendation.
Do we have a motion to accept post recommendation for a 3 month suspension?
Second.
And we have a second from David Peterson.
Can I clarify when it starts?
Yes. So, Mr. Decker, are you currently working as a peace officer?
No, when this had happened, I had been in consideration for employment and was about two-thirds of the way through the hiring process with Weber County.
So you have not been employed as a peace officer?
I have not been employed since I left Department of Corrections about a month prior to this incident.
So I believe typically in these types of cases, the suspension would start from today. Is that your motion? So a 3 month suspension beginning today. And we have a second on that motion. Do we have any discussion on the motion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. And the next case will be Nolan Freestone.
The certification of Nolan Freestone. Currently with the Duchesne County Sheriff's Office, the substantiated allegation is sexual conduct on duty. We do have multiple accounts on that. And this falls under, it should only be, I don't know why I'm here. Oh, yes, because we do have that separation we created last time. So it falls under B and E because of the images versus the actual sexual conduct. So that's why we have both categories. The baseline is 3 years. Post is recommending 3.5 years, and this is an upward deviation due to the aggravating circumstances of he was a supervisor and multiple offenses. This comes to us by way of waiver of the administrative law judge hearing, and a summary of the facts are as follows. Nolan Freestone was found to have engaged in sexual conduct on duty by touching the buttocks of a subordinate while they kissed each other in the Duchesne County Jail. Freestone was subsequently demoted and issued a 2-day unpaid suspension. During post-investigation, Freestone admitted to touching his subordinate's buttocks and breast and soliciting sexual images from her. He said the conduct occurred while he was at work in the jail.
Thank you. Any questions for post? Mr. Freestone, would you like to address the council? And for the record, John Crowley is recusing himself in this case.
I just wanted to apologize that we even have to be here. I am embarrassed and I am humbled to be standing in front of you. I understand that I made a big mistake. My actions were not acceptable, and I was able to see that, and I put a stop to what was happening. I didn't have to get caught or punished to stop doing this misconduct. These interactions were short and in passing. They did not disrupt the workplace or cause me to neglect my duties as an officer. I realized that what I was doing was going to be detrimental to my career as well as my life. So I stopped doing it before any post-investigation or before any investigation happened. It had been about a year before the investigations had started, so I had put a stop to it for a year, and then there were other things that brought this up, and so then the investigation was started into me. before the investigation, I was a corporal within the jail. I enjoyed being a leader and helping those on my crew become better deputies as well. I've now lost that rank, as well as the respect and the trust of those around me. In addition to being demoted, I lost the pay that came with that corporal rank. Through all of this, I've continued to work and fulfill my responsibilities as a deputy. I also have a small family of four that I'm desperately trying to hold together and continue to provide for. This has been a large setback for me. I was working on ranking up within the department and with the administration and moving into the administration side of the jail. I've been going to JCCA training as well as instructor development to prepare for that administrative side. Even with the demotion, I'll continue to work towards these goals. The Duchesne County Jail has been understaffed for many years now. As long as I've worked there for the last 3.5 years, I've never even been close to fully staffed. Being a rural area, it's hard to find people to hire. I'd like to be able to stay with the department to prevent them from becoming even more short-staffed. I understand the post recommendation is a 3.5-year suspension. I ask, if at all possible, that I could get a letter of caution. I feel that the 3.5 years is a little bit of an egregious sanction for this misconduct. I hope that you'll consider all of the previously stated circumstances, consequences, and the corrective action that I took on my own to better myself when considering these sanctions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freestone. Are there any questions for Mr. Freestone? And bring it back to the council for a motion.
Would
We have a recommendation for Post for a 3.5-year suspension.
That we accept Post's recommendation of 3.5-year suspension beginning today.
Okay, so we have a motion from Director Garcia for a 3.5-year suspension, accepting Post's recommendation that suspension to begin today. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second from Stuart Young. Do we have any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Call the next case, Brandon Fulmer. Here's Mr. Fulmer is here.
This is the certification of Brandon Fulmer, currently employed with the Box Elder County Sheriff's Office. Substantiated allegation is theft or loss of mislaid property, which falls under Category D of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline for that guy for Category D is 1 year, and Post is recommending the 1 year. Now, this comes to us by way of a waiver of the administrative law judge hearing. And a summary of the facts are as follows. Brandon Fulmer assisted in searching a person taken into custody after a court hearing. During the search, a $100 bill fell from the person's pocket and landed on the floor. Fulmer later picked up the bill and put it in his pocket. The next day, after the person reported the loss of the bill, Fulmer pretended to find the bill behind a locked door and turned it in so that it could be returned to the person. During the internal investigation, Fulmer admitted he found the bill and kept it until he discovered that the person had reported it missing. He said he was not honest about when, how, and where the bill was found. Fulmer also admitted during the post-Garrity interview that he took the bill and was not truthful about later finding it as he tried to find a way to return it.
Thank you. Any questions for Post?
Just for a quick reference, we do have a letter of support that should be in there.
Thank you. Mr. Fulmer, would you like to address the council?
Council, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I want to thank Sergeant Timpson for his grace while conducting the interview and his diligence in working on getting this case before the council sooner rather than later. The incident almost 2 years ago that I'm here for today is egregious. It was dishonest, and it's uncharacteristic of me. It's not who I am. It wasn't before that incident, and hasn't been since. Need to make a clarification. I did resign my employment October 21st or 22nd of 24.
We actually have, and I apologize for my error when I was reading the slide, so I did it quick. We have it on October 22nd of 24.
Yeah, 22nd. I made a very poor decision that day. The next day, the efforts I made to correct that decision weren't any better. They were also dishonest. And even though I vowed to myself that day that nothing like this would ever happen again, it did come back to bite me. The only person I have to blame is myself for that. For the past 5 months, my life has been upside down, inside out. I've spent each day fighting to keep my head above water, to keep my family supported, quickly trying to find a new job that stems the flow of the never-ending bills and insurance for my wife, who has several significant medical conditions. I felt a broken husk of who I am supposed to be and a disappointment to my family and my friends and my previous coworkers. Every single day I beat myself up for the decision I made, and I've paid a very high price, and I feel the sting of it every moment. I've been extremely hard on myself throughout all of this, and now knowing what the other side of this feels like, I will never allow myself to be put in a situation like this ever again. The repercussions of this situation have been the hardest point so far in my adult life. Counsel, I know I deserve a sanction for my actions. I deserve to be here. I know I shouldn't be sent away with a slap on the wrist, but I ask you to consider my pleas, my willingness to fall on the sword, and the support from my administration, of my previous agency I was employed at. And I would ask that you would give me, you know, credit from the time I've been separated from my employment with the sheriff's office, and allow me to get back into my career as soon as you deem what's fair. I would ask for 6 months. At the time of my final meeting, when I decided to resign, the chief deputy wanted to make it clear to me that I was rehireable, but I would have to see this process through first. I graciously said that I would get through this, and that if all goes well, I would be back. In my 17 years working in the law enforcement / corrections courts, I've seen my fair share of people that shouldn't be in this line of work. I do feel like I was meant to be in this line of work. I'm good at it. Apart from this incident, I've represented the agency in a positive light to the current and former offenders and to the public. In 17 years, I've never had a write-up, a reprimand, or any disciplinary action taken against me. I've never been in an IA investigation prior to this. My performance evaluations and reviews have always been above standards. Brigham City's not a huge community. Many times throughout my career, I've run into previous offenders or court patrons in public, and rarely have I ever had a negative interaction. Most of the time, it's a thank you for how I've treated them with respect, and oftentimes I've been told that they were able to turn their lives around, and that I played a big part of that by listening to them and treating them like a human being. This career has been fulfilling because of how I approach the job, and all I want to do is continue to do so and get back into the career. Counsel and Sergeant Timpson, I thank you for your time and allowing myself to speak on my behalf. Thank you.
And just while you're reviewing this letter for information, so the date I have listed on the slide is the administrative leave date of 9/23 of 24 with the separation resignation of 10/22 of 24.
Yeah. Any questions for Mr. Fulmer? As Mr. Yockey mentioned, there is a letter in your packet from Sheriff Potter, Box Elder County Sheriff's Office. We'll take a few minutes to review that. Hey, Chief Swanson, have a question.
Just a question for Mr. Fulmer. Were you part of the original search?
Yes.
You were part of that search?
Yes.
Any additional questions? Bring it back to the council for a motion.
Make a motion that we accept this recommendation of under suspension.
Okay, Chief Swanson makes a motion for accepting post recommendation 1 year suspension to begin October 22nd to 24.
Do we have a second?
Second, Mr. Peterson gives us a second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And are there any opposed? Motion passes. And call the next case, which is Kiva Hansen. Is Kiva Hansen or counsel here?
This is a certification of Kiva Hansen, not currently employed in peace officer capacity, or was employed at the time of the offense. The substantiated allegation is possession of a controlled substance, which falls under Category D of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 1 year. Post is recommending 6 months, and the reason for the downward deviation is because the disclosed date of her last use of controlled substance on the application would put her within the 6 months. Summary of the facts are as follows. On November 22nd, 2024, Kiva Hansen submitted a reactivation application to POST to reactivate her POST certifications. The POST application that Hansen submitted documented that Hansen last worked in law enforcement on December 31st, 2021. Hansen left law enforcement to work at a family business. Hansen documented in April of 2022, she used marijuana at her home. During a Garrity interview with POST, Hansen admitted that she smoked marijuana out of a glass pipe at her home in Utah. Hansen knew it was illegal. Hansen has not used marijuana since April of 2022. And this comes to us by way of default.
Any questions for POST? Hansen, would you like to address the council?
Yes, please. Good morning. December 31st, 2021 was my last day as a police officer, least employed as one. I began working for a family business and had hoped to remain there the rest of my career with no intent of returning to law enforcement. In April of 2022, my sister-in-law came to visit and I made the poor decision of smoking marijuana with her. I justified smoking marijuana with her at the time because I was no longer working as a police officer and didn't believe I would work as one again. I did not anticipate how much I would miss law enforcement. Without hesitation, this is the most fulfilling and honorable career available. Needless to say, I desire to return. I love the sense of service, challenges, and purpose I find in this field. I understand the responsibility and level of trust invested by the community, and I know I broke that trust when I made the decision to smoke marijuana 3 years ago. I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed. I hope that through my honesty regarding this mistake, I can mend any damages that I may have caused and demonstrate my willingness to earn back that trust. I stand here ready to accept any consequences for my actions and ask only for your leniency. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Hansen?
Question for POST.
Question for POST, Chief yes. Swanson.
So, any suspension, just from what I understand, would go back to April 2022?
So, because she wasn't employed in law enforcement, we've typically gone from the date of. So, just for some basic information, we have the 1 year for use of a controlled substance. Smoking is technically still illegal here in Utah, regardless of medical marijuana status. But so we still have the one, we would go 1 year. We went with 6 months because she disclosed it and because of the information.
But isn't that 1 year, it's 1 year from the date of last use, right? Which was April 20.
That would be up to you for, like, as POST is always maintained, we go from, if the individual's not employed, we go from the date of the counseling.
But a cadet
who signed up and missed they
use
marijuana, it goes from the year.
Correct. So yes, if that's what you're asking, for, if it's a brand new individual coming into the cadet corps, it would go back a year from the time period. In this regard, she was still a peace officer. She was still potentially certifiable during that time period. Her lapse period would end in December of this year. So she still has a certification. She did have a certification that she could have reactivated at any point. So
just to make sure I understand the question, I think Chief Swanson is asking if there would be a 1 year waiting period for somebody trying to get into the academy
from last use.
From last use, 1 year from last use, but this case is before us as a result of discipline for a currently certified officer.
Correct. So because she was certified, we are imposing. That's what we're recommending.
But she hasn't been working as an officer.
She has not. Right.
You can typically go back to
work. Nope, you're good.
Although we did have a case already today, right, that we, an officer who was unemployed, then we started the suspension as of today. Any further questions? Okay. Sheriff Wimmer?
I think that's a fair discussion because it is an inconsistency. And, you know, and maybe, you know, a lot of it's my fault because I went ahead and accepted, you know, that we do start, name's not coming to me, but earlier in this session, we went from today and he hasn't been performing as a law enforcement officer for some time. And I guess, do we have a reason why someone who, I guess, gets terminated, that period of time
counts.
Is, you know, credits, time served, so to speak, where if they're not serving as one, they don't get credit for not functioning as an officer. I guess I can see where that is going to create an inconsistency in our application of suspensions. And so, I don't know.
It's a great question, right? And I think it's an inevitable inconsistency, because if you don't take it from the date of the post council, what date do you use? What date would you use?
She did submit a reactivation application on November 22nd of 2024, indicating that kind of an interest to go back into law enforcement. Maybe you could potentially use that date. Kind of her indicating that she wanted to go back in, and therefore from that date, maybe potentially the suspension, if there is a suspension, would go from that date. It doesn't help with the person who has not submitted a reactivation application. But
she doesn't have to go back to post, right? She's
currently
certified.
No, so she would have to go back. She would lapse in December of this year. So right now she just has to go through the reactivation process, which is consist of doing a physical fitness exam and then the reactivation test. So, but not the entire academy.
Okay. You know, I would add something for the council to consider is that they have no control over when it gets to council.
Thank you.
In other words, the time served can be exhausted basically as they anticipate it going to council. I would say that's not fair. Yeah, and so I almost want to revisit the one where I said from today. Maybe we go, I think I'd like to go back and reestablish him as from the last time he performed as a peace officer. And just for the sake of consistency in my head, and I think a fairness element to where there is no, I mean, sure they can ask post to speed it up and participate in the investigation all they want, but if their investigation's concluded tomorrow, they're not getting on the agenda for a quarter. And so I'm leaning. So have you made a motion?
Ready to.
Unless there's further discussion, we're ready for a motion.
And again, to keep it consistent, also the fact that she self-disclosed, I'll make a motion that we do honor the 6-month suspension, but we start from last year, which was April 22nd, so the suspension would be reversed.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept Post's recommendation of a 6-month suspension, but start that as of what date?
April
20 of 22. We have a second. Second by Chief Adams. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Sheriff Bloomer, did you want to make a motion about a previous case? I'm not sure that we can.
If someone can remind me of
it would be Brian Decker.
I'm not sure that we can rehear it without him being present.
Sure, that's right.
Oh, still here.
Would you say?
I'd like to make a motion to either rehear, or I'd like a new motion on Mr. Decker.
So a motion to reconsider?
Yes.
We have a motion from Sheriff Wimmer and a second from Chief Swanson to rehear Mr. Decker's case. Mr. Yockey, would you like to do that now or move forward and come back?
It is up to you.
Let's do it now.
Okay. Do you need the facts? The facts were pretty simple, straightforward.
Accidental discharge.
I'd just like to re-bring forward the certification of Brian Decker. The previous facts were as follows. Brian Decker pled guilty to discharging a firearm within city limits, an infraction, on June 6, 2024. He is not currently employed and was not employed as a peace officer at the time of the event.
So just as a reminder, we issued previously a three-month suspension to start today, and it is open for reconsideration if we have another motion.
Mr. Decker has never... So he wasn't employed at the time?
Was not employed at the time, but I believe he was employed there.
So my consideration that I was asked for is I had a conditional offer and I was three-quarters of the way through the process of being hired with the Weber County Sheriff's Department. And I had to withdraw due to the investigation. And I was formerly employed with the Department of Corrections and I had left them about a month prior to the incident.
When were you convicted of the discharge?
I believe it was, June.
We have June 6th of 2024.
I'll make the motion. We do the 3 months from the June 6th conviction.
I second.
So we have a second from, who was that, Stuart Young? Thank you, Mr. Young. So we have a motion to accept post-recommendation of a 3 month suspension, but that suspension would start June 6th of 2024. Mm-hmm. Do we have any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? I believe the next case will be Mitchell Harding. Mr. Harding is not present and we see no counsel for Mr. Harding. Mr. Yockey.
This is the certification of Mitchell Harding, formerly employed with the Provo City Police Department, substantiated allegation of falsification of a government record and knowingly being dishonest in violation of department policy. This falls under categories D and E of the post-disciplinary guidelines with a one-year baseline, and post is recommending a one-year suspension. This comes to us by way of waiver, and the summary of the facts are as follows. Mitchell Harding filed a complaint with the Provo City Police Department and the Provo City Human Resource Department alleging coworkers violated his privacy by accessing records involving his girlfriend. The girlfriend received anonymous text messages saying Harding was involved in a sexual relationship with a coworker. In the complaint, Harding said that he had not had a sexual or intimate relationship with any other coworker. After receiving the complaint, PPD and their Human Resource Division began investigating the matter and saved the complaint as documentation of the investigation. During the investigation, Provo City Police Department learned that Harding had a relationship with a coworker. When called in for a Garrity interview, Harding admitted he was involved in a relationship with a coworker and admitted the statements he had previously made in the complaint to his supervisors were false.
Any questions for Post? Appears Mr. Harding nor counsel is here today. So I'll bring it back to the council for a motion.
Move to accept the recommendation of posts, the post recommendation for suspension 1 year.
Thank you. So we have a motion from Stuart Young for accept post recommendation of 1 year suspension. And what would be the start date attached to that motion? Would it be the paid leave or the resign date?
On the red sheet, if you notice to the right, we have a paid leave date and we have a resign date.
So, as it's written, it's the date terminated from law enforcement or the date of suspension. So, I would recommend that the date that they no longer, basically the last day that they were had a hard sanction from their employer as a terminated.
Sounds good to me.
So that date would be 10/21 of 2024. We have a second from Chief Adams. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And are there any opposed? Motion passes. And the next case before us will be Cole Henson. And it appears Mr. Henson or counsel is present. It's Mr. Yockey.
In the matter of the certification of Cole Henson, formerly with the I am, but I'm not from down south, so I apologize. Hurricane City Police Department. Substantiated allegation is sexual conduct on duty. This is a Category B under the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 3 years. Post is recommending a 3.5 year suspension, and this is, we do have some mitigating and aggravating circumstances. It's over video and consensual as far as the mitigation, but we felt it was enough to aggravate it due to the multiple offenses that occurred. This comes to us by way of waiver, and a summary of the facts were as follows. Cole Henson started chatting and having video calls with an uncertified dispatcher. The chatting escalated to them each exposing their genitals and masturbating during the video calls. Henson admitted to the conduct during Garrity interviews with Post and as part of the internal investigation with his agency. Henson said the chats were where he exposed himself and masturbated happened while he was being paid by Hurricane City Police Department in his patrol vehicle and dressed in his uniform. He said he did it at work because he did not want his wife to find out.
Any questions for Post?
The aggravator would be that it happened a couple, like more than once?
Yes.
Is that what it, okay. Yes. Understand.
Again?
Meaning it wasn't in person. We do have those events where the individuals have sexual contact, but in this case it was just across video format. So.
Any other questions? Again, Mr. Henson's not present, so back to the council for a motion.
To accept Post's recommendation of a 3.5 year suspension.
Thank you, Chief Adams. And we have a second by John Crowley. So the motion is to accept 3.5 year suspension is recommended by Post to begin on the resignation date, February 22nd of 23. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 And are there any opposed? Motion passes. The next case before us is Emily Jewett.
This is the certification of Emily Jewett, formerly employed with the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. The substantiated allegation is sexual battery, which falls under Category B of the post-disciplinary guidelines. The baseline is 3 years. Post is recommending 3 years, and this came to us by way of defaulting on the notice of agency action. Summary of the facts are as follows. Emily Jewett was standing next to a male coworker who was standing at a desk. Jewett placed her hand near the groin, placed her hand near the groin of the coworker and pushed him to the side. The coworker reported that Jewett touched his genitals. The coworker said he was shocked and upset by Jewett's conduct and reported the incident to his supervisors. On July 9th, 2024, Jewett entered a plea of guilty to the charge of sexual battery under Utah Code Annotated 769.702.1, a Class A misdemeanor. During the Internal Affairs Administrative Investigation conducted by the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, the Human Resource Department, Jewett stated that she may have grazed the victim's duty belt when she was reaching around him for an evidence bag. Jewett denied touching the genitals of the victim. During a Garrity interview with Post, Jewett denied that she touched the genitals of the victim. Jewett said she took the plea deal that was offered due to financial stress and advice from attorney and family stress.
Thank you. Any questions for Post? Ms. Jewett, would you like to address the council?
No, sir. I'm okay.
Very good. So Ms. Jewett is present but chose not to address the council, so we'll bring it back to the council for a motion.
Post recommendation.
So we have a motion to accept post recommendation for a 3 year suspension beginning on
the date of termination.
Date of termination, which is February 7th of 24. Do we have a second?
Second.
Stuart Young has a second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. The next case is that of Chance Kirkham.
This is in regards to the certification of Chance Kirkham, formerly employed with the Roosevelt Police Department. Substantiated allegation is driving impaired, driving while impaired, which falls under Category D of the Post Disciplinary Guidelines. The baseline is 1 year for that category, and Post is recommending 18 months or 1.5 years. The reason we are upward deviating from the 1 year to the 18 months is due to the high BAC of 1.56 breath alcohol. And this comes to us by way of waiver. Summary of the facts are as follows. On March 31st, 2024, Officer Chance Kirkham was stopped by an outside law enforcement agency for traffic violation. Kirkham was off duty in his personal vehicle. The investigating officer smelled alcohol emanating from Kirkham and conducted standard field sobriety tests. Kirkham's performance while executing the test indicated impairment, and he was arrested for DUI alcohol. Kirkham completed a breath test, which indicated a breath alcohol content of 0.0156. On August 1st, 2024, Kirkham pled guilty to a charge of impaired driving under Utah Code Annotated 416A 502.5, which is a Class B misdemeanor.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Post? Mr. Kirkham or counsel?
Just for clarification, there is a letter. I apologize. I just, from Roosevelt City Police Department. It should be included in your packets.
Mr. Kirkham or your counsel, would you like to address?
Yeah. I apologize for having to take up your time this morning. Hope you all have the opportunity to read the letter that Chief Watkins wrote. A letter I not only appreciate, but also agree with. In the letter, Chief Watkins briefly addresses some challenging times I was experiencing around the time that led up to the lapse of my judgment. Although the challenging times does not justify my actions, which I have at all times taken accountability for, I'd like to let you know of some of the challenges. I first had recently discovered my wife at the time had been and was actively engaging in an affair and had moved out of our marital home. Two, Corporal Barton, who also worked for the Roosevelt City Police Department, a lifelong friend that I grew up with, went to Post with, and worked several years as a law enforcement officer with, passed away. And the third was the ability to see and spend time with my son had significantly reduced. This was all within a 3-month period. After the lapse of my judgment and with the passage of time, I came to the point of staying on a course of hurt and self-injure or move to a course of bettering myself. I chose to begin to better myself, which I've done by self-initiating counseling to help deal with stress in different ways and significant reduce in reliance upon alcohol. I also complete my obligations to the Vernal City Justice Court, completing what has been asked of me, which includes a DUI prevention course. In a couple weeks, it will be 1 year since the incident. I have strong desire to return to law enforcement, and I ask of your consider your suspension so I can get back to law enforcement as soon as I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Jensen, did you want to address?
Yes, thank you. Counsel J.C. Jensen, on behalf of Mr. Kirkham, I do appreciate the time today. I'll be brief. I do point the counsel to the post-counsel disciplinary guidelines page under note number 1. That note states, quote, a disciplinary sanction becomes effective on the date of the final order is signed by the post-counsel chairperson. Absent any extenuating circumstances to the contrary, the officer will receive credit for time served based upon the last date the officer was able to function as a peace officer, i.e. date terminated from all law enforcement or certified dispatcher employment or date suspended with restrictions from engaging in any law enforcement activity. He was placed on paid admin leave shortly after this occurred. I understand the date of separation was April 30th. We would ask you to go back to when he was placed on paid admin leave, which was the first part of April. Thank you.
Do you know the date?
It would have been that morning, April Fool's.
Any questions for Mr. Kirkham or his counsel? Again, there is a letter from Chief Watkins at the Roosevelt Police Department. So take a few minutes to review that.
Motion.
Yes.
So we're saying go back to the date of admin leave or the date of termination?
We're asking, it's an or. So your note allows you to choose this week. It's an or. Your note allows you to choose one or the other. We are asking that you go back to the date he was placed on paid admin leave rather than the date of termination.
Which was April 1st of 24.
That is what my client indicated, yes.
And I would suggest to counsel that it's written in order that stay terminated if there's not a date terminated or the date of separation.
And I would disagree.
and thus far in this meeting, we have used the date of termination as our.
With that, I'd make a motion we accept post recommendation, but go back to April 24, which means this spring he could come back, right? It'd be this fall, 18 months. Right.
So it's starting the date of April 30th?
April 30th.
So we have a motion to accept post-recommendation of a 1.5-year suspension beginning on April 30th of 24. Do we have a second? Major Nyber seconds that motion. Do we have any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And are there any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. And the next case before us is Randy Lenke. And Jared Garcia is recusing himself in this case, and Major Nyber is recusing himself in this case.
This is in regards to the certification of Randy Link, formerly employed with the Utah Highway Patrol. Substantiated allegation is falsification of a government record and obstruction of justice. This falls under Category B and Category D of the post-disciplinary guidelines, which comes with a 3-year baseline. Post is recommending a 4-year suspension, and this is based on the aggravating circumstances of multiple offenses. This came to us by way of waiver, and a summary of the facts are as follows. Randy Link collided with the rear of another vehicle while driving his department-issued SUV. He led the other driver to believe that another car, not his, had hit the vehicle's car and left the scene. Link filled out a traffic accident report listing an unknown vehicle as responsible for the accident. Link also provided a driver exchange form to the other driver. Later, Link contacted local law enforcement and had them complete a new report listing him as the other driver and his department-issued vehicle as being involved in the accident. And in a Garrity interview with his agency, Link admitted that he misled the other driver and falsified a report he submitted to his agency about the incident. In a Garrity interview with Post, Link made admissions consistent with the statements he made to his agency. The local prosecutor charged Link with obstruction of justice, Class A misdemeanor, but Mr. Link later pled guilty to an attempted obstruction of justice, a Class B misdemeanor.
Thank you. Any questions for Post? Mr. Link is here with counsel. Would you like to address?
Oh, and I forgot to say this. There is a letter on the back from his former department.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, thank you for allowing me to stand before you and speak. And also my deepest apologies for you guys having to be here and me having to stand before you today.
With that being said, I'm not here to argue or refute or disagree with any of the investigation's findings. I take full accountability for my actions and responsibility for what had happened. Not to go into great detail, but before this incident happened, I was dealing with some dealing with a lot of heavy burdens, primarily my wife's health.
It's nice to be with you all. I haven't been here for a little while, but I appreciate seeing your friendly faces. I had the, excuse me, my name is Greg Skordis. I'm an attorney here in Utah. Apparently not well known. I'm just kidding, sir. I had the pleasure of representing Randy in this matter, dealing with the Davis County Attorney's Office. I should indicate that the facts as stated by Marcus are accurate. The accident took place. The woman driving the car didn't know who hit her, asked Randy, hey, do you see anything? He took advantage of a situation that was just incredibly stupid at the time, and he recognized it. He reported this and cleared it up before before anyone found out. It's through his acknowledgement that he was even charged in the first place. And I would say this, having practiced law for 43 years, that I don't believe that had he not been a police officer, he would have been charged with this offense. That doesn't make it right at all, because you're all held to a higher standard, and he should have been charged, and he was charged. But the state took into account his acceptance of responsibility, his self-reporting before he was caught, and really just accepting responsibility from the start. So he's here to accept whatever the punishment post decides. I know he wants to get back into law enforcement. He wants to finish his career. He was just on the cusp of 20 years. I believe he had a distinguished career, but he made a mistake, a terrible mistake, that he'll live with for the rest of his life.
Thanks, Greg. I'm very thankful for my career, my time in law enforcement. I feel very blessed. Like I said, I take full accountability for what happened. I feel very bad. I feel terrible for the situation I put Shelby, who is the lady I hit. Also my department, law enforcement in general, and my family. Sorry, that's all I have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Link or the well-known Mr. Skordis?
I have a question.
If I could. Yes. Sir, did you by chance reach back out to the lady that you had falsified a statement with that you had hit?
No, once this went into investigation, I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Chief Swanson?
Yeah. Mr. Skordis said that he wanted to finish his law enforcement. This is he retired. That's part one. Are you retired?
Yes, I retired on November
16th.
Okay.
And then the second part is...
Looks like you were on admin leave for 5 months. Was that paid, admin leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Any additional questions? I do have a question for Post. So we have multiple offenses as an aggravating circumstances, but those all stemmed from the same event. Is that correct?
That is correct.
If there's no further questions, bring it back to the council for motion.
Mayor Walker is no longer online.
I believe we still have a quorum, though. Mr. Jorgensen, will you please confirm we still have a quorum?
We do.
Yep. Thank you. John Crowley.
A downward deviate to a 3-year just to the baseline of a Category B offense for the service.
And that would start at date of retirement?
That would be 11/16.
11/16. 11/16.
Okay, we have a motion to reject Post recommendation of 4-year suspension and instead issue a 3-year suspension beginning November 16th of 2024. Are there any, and we have a second from Chief Swanson. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 And are there any opposed? Thank you. And next we have a case of Zachary Loveday. Sorry, one moment. I think we have a motion from the council. We have a motion for a 5-minute break in a second. We'll be in recess for 5 minutes. We are going to recess for 30 minutes.